It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, August 15th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. North Iowa Area Community College invites the public to meet new President Joel Pederson this evening in Charles City. Pederson took over as NIAC president July 1st, following the retirement of Steve Schultz, who held the position for over 10 years. A welcome reception for Pederson is scheduled from 5 to 6:30 this evening at the Charles City NIAC Center, now home to NIAC's newest career academy.
Certainly, as a new president, is exciting to be able to come in at this time when Charles City is going to have this beautiful state-of-the-art program that really will be, I think, a model that you'll see across the state also.
Pederson says the Career Academy is ready for the inaugural class of high school students to begin taking CTE courses in healthcare, construction, IT, and advanced manufacturing. The programs are open to students from NIAC's partner schools, Charles City, Clarksville, Nashville Plainfield, North Butler, Osage, Riceville, and Rudd Rockford Marble Rock. Pederson adds that plans are also in the works for NIAC to establish a similar career academy in Hampton in partnership with the Hampton-Dumont-Kell, Belmont-Clemmie, and West Fork school districts. NIAC opened its first career academy in Forest City in fall 2021. Pending an official budget amendment, Chickasaw County will spend an extra $300,000 for maintenance of paved roads. County Engineer Roman Lensing told the Board of Supervisors this week the money is already available through the County Infrastructure Fund, which also sees an influx of $30,000 to $40,000 a month through local option sales tax revenue. Lensing targeted crack filling and road leveling for various roads, plus pavement work on V-18 in the Alta Vista area, which is due for a complete makeover in 2028.
You know, I know it's been brought up, how much worse is it going to get in 4 years? I don't know that. I know it was bad 5 years ago, it's bad 10 years ago, and it's in the condition it is now. I know that it's rough, but our crews have done a good job at keeping it from getting any worse than it is. The other roads, they need the maintenance. If we don't do it now, it's just one more winter where moisture gets in, freezing. We don't have nothing in the five-year plan for these roads. So I say let's get them a little help, push it down so we don't have further deterioration.
Supervisor Matt Kuhn expressed concern that the projects weren't included in the secondary roads budget already. Lensing explained that they came up since budgeting for the fiscal year was completed, but they could also begin planning for them in the future.
If you want to start budgeting $200,000 out of the infrastructure fund every year, then we can. I mean, or $100,000, like we could just keep it running one like we do with rock and culverts right now. If you wanted to say in a typical year, we're going to throw $100,000 into maintenance out of here. Or do we want to, you know, the 1 year we replaced the bridge on Cheyenne, that was a $1 million bridge. We've kind of drifted towards more pavement maintenance. It used to be where that infrastructure fund would kind of build up, and then we'd build a bridge maybe. Or do we want to maintain like we did 9 miles last year, now we're closing 17 miles.
Supervisors voted 4-1 in favor of moving forward with Lensing's proposed pavement maintenance, with Kuhn the lone dissenter. The expenditure won't become official until a public hearing is held on the budget amendment, scheduled for August 26th. A Charles City man with prior convictions for assault and drug possession was arrested last weekend on new assault and drug charges. Charles City Police responded to the 2100 block of Clarkview Drive at about 5 p.m. Saturday evening for a domestic disturbance. Their investigation led to the arrest of 39-year-old Jason Mahan for domestic abuse assault, a Class D felony, possession of marijuana, an aggravated misdemeanor, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaints, Mahan is accused of pushing a female victim against a wall and throwing lit cigarettes at her. A search of a bag belonging to Mahan also allegedly resulted in the discovery of a grinder and a green leafy substance, both of which field tested positive for marijuana. Court records show Mahan was previously convicted for domestic abuse assault in 2014, 2016, and 2017. He was previously convicted for drug possession in 2012 and 2016. A situation in which a person was barricaded inside a Charles City residence ended peacefully. Shortly before 11:30 Tuesday morning, Charles City Police responded to the 1200 block of Gilbert Street for a call of a barricaded subject in a residence with a weapon. CCPD says contact was made with the unidentified subject, who was then taken peacefully to Floyd County Medical Center for evaluation. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office, Nora Springs Police, and AMR Ambulance also assisted with the incident. A Northeast Iowa woman who sold methamphetamine to an undercover agent has been sentenced to over 13 years in federal prison for her involvement in a conspiracy to distribute meth. In 2022, an undercover agent purchased meth from 32-year-old Heather Hartzell of Waverly outside her residence in Waterloo. Approximately 1 month later, law enforcement officers stopped Hartzell while she was in a car with her eventual co-defendant, James Morrison, returning from Des Moines. Inside the vehicle was almost 2,000 grams of ice meth Morrison had obtained from his supplier in Des Moines. Morrison also had a gun. Last December, Hartzell agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance. Wednesday, she was sentenced to 160 months in federal prison. She must also serve a 3-year term of supervised release after the prison term. Hartzell is being held in the custody of the United States Marshals until she can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by the FBI, the Tri-County Drug Enforcement Task Force, the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office, and Waterloo Police Department. Two more tornadoes have been confirmed by the National Weather Service in La Crosse from storms the night of August 5th in northeast Iowa. The NWS initially confirmed an EF1 tornado last week north of Waukon near Hanover, with peak wind speeds estimated at 105 miles per hour. It was 50 yards wide and was on the ground for about 10 minutes, traveling almost 4 miles. Today, NWS said an EF0 tornado with wind speeds of up to 80 miles per hour was on the ground for about a third of a mile near Bluffton in Winnesee County from 9:57 p.m. to 9:58 p.m. August 5th. The brief twister occurred mainly in a farm field, uprooting or breaking a few trees while on the ground. Another EF0 was confirmed at Springwater, about 5 miles north of Decorah, starting at 10:11 p.m. and ending at 10:14 p.m. August 5th. The NWS says the short tornado damaged trees, crops, and one outbuilding while on the ground for just under a mile. The twister was embedded within a downburst, which quickly overtook the tornado, continuing to produce tree damage for another half mile after the tornado dissipated. The Bluffton and Springwater tornadoes bring the total number of tornadoes from across North Iowa and Southeast Minnesota from the August 15th outbreak to 14. They also give Iowa 129 tornadoes for 2024, a new record for most tornadoes in a single year. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.